We're back. We're here. Let's do it. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Monday morning, September 14th. I think I've finally calmed down after yesterday's disaster in the NFL. It's Dave here with the clips as usual. We started out by ranting and raving about the Eagles. Heard an unfortunate pronunciation of another team's football player, Chris Evans, Captain America. He was trending yesterday online for a rather embarrassing or impressive reason. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd as we do every Monday morning. Can't Find My Way Home was the song featured in Song Stories Today. John shared some fake news courtesy of Gwyneth Paltrow. We did another Monday morning mashup and started a brand spanking new contest at 8:35 that you may want to know about. If you're in the market for a laptop, have a listen. Let's go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Something sounded wrong, but it's just my.
It's the first day back. Just go through the whole thing. This sounds wrong. That button's not pushed. Right. I woke up late. Right. We're back.
Okay. Speaking of things,
the Eagles suck.
Steve is. Actually, Dave put him up, but Steve came up with them. The new mascot for the Eagles.
Oh, that was my idea.
Come on,
Dave.
I can't blame you. You were very frustrated yesterday.
Yes. Everybody.
Oh, God. You know. So, folks, you have a choice this morning. You could listen to a lot of idiots complain about how bad the Eagles were, or you can enjoy yourself and then listen to our show.
Complain about the Eagles.
So, really, I mean, oh, come on.
That was one of the most frustrating things I've ever seen in my life. Yes. I've never been that frustrated.
They came out so hot.
Yeah.
That first drive looked great.
Amazing.
And I was high as a kite. Like, oh, my God, yeah, this is what it's going to be like.
It's so typical. There's that
great, we have the Phillies again.
Yeah, there's that great Eddie Murphy meme of the Eagles fans at first quarter is super happy, yep, and his face just declines into just anger by the fourth quarter. And I tried to say this to you guys because I had to tell myself this. Uh-huh. It was like the three guys next to Jason Peters and Jason Kelsey were the three of us playing offensive line.
Right, I know.
Right.
I mean, yeah, Carson was afraid to sleep last night. Right.
Brutal.
Yeah.
There was a point at which I said, I could do this. I mean, really, I'm like, this is just as bad as it
gets. They kept doing the sack count. And at one point he said, and the eighth sack. And my son turns to me and goes, Daddy, that's your favorite number. I was like, I'm going to spank you for the first time in my life. Shut up, kid.
Shortly after John sent that one text message saying, this sucks. Uh-huh. My buddies were texting, fire Doug and Howie.
Oh, God.
Just come on.
Right. Oh, kill me.
I love the way, though, Doug fell on the sword. Right. And it was like, no, Doug, actually, you did nothing wrong.
Well, in
comparison to what was happening on the field. Yeah, you can't blame him for all of it. Bad. Right. You know, but the last thing I wanted to hear yesterday was his imitation of Andy Reid. I got to do a better job.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
Speaking of football, mm-hmm, all right, Jerick McKinnon.
Running back.
Running back for the Niners.
I think so.
All right. Well, it's in the Niners Cardinals game yesterday.
Yeah.
It seemed, now, this is recorded off of a TV, but it seems that the guy who's doing play by play had a hard time with the name Jerick.
Lord, thanks very much. You saw Chris Circle Jerick McKinnon.
What?
Right. He called him Jerk. So he circled Jerick.
Yeah.
Lord, thanks very much. You saw Chris Circle Jerick McKinnon.
Yes.
At least he didn't say Jerick my chicken.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
Coming up at 8:35 this morning, if you have not heard about this, it's the Grade School Challenge. We're going to give you a shot at, getting yourself a laptop computer with so many people in need of them because of now everybody's got to work at home. You got all your kids at home. It's very possible that a lot of people are sharing computers. We figured let's come up with a way. We talked about this weeks ago, and we managed to come through with it. Our thanks to the folks at Comcast, courtesy of Internet Essentials from Comcast, providing low-income households with low-cost internet for just $9.95. a month. So if you're interested and you need one, well, at 8:35 this morning, take a shot at the Grade School Challenge. So I asked Taylor as soon as she came in this morning if she saw this. And of course, because she's so right on top of it, she knows everything that's going on in the ether. Yes, she did see Chris Evans' junk.
What?
But you haven't heard about this?
No, what?
Chris, I got nothing on this.
We all saw Captain America's ass in the Avengers.
Yeah.
Now we get to see the other side. Right?
Really?
It seems that on Saturday, Chris Evans accidentally shared his camera roll. Right? How do you accidentally share your camera roll on Instagram?
You don't. That's called purposefully leaking.
Yeah, right? You know, and we're talking about, I think the word is engorged.
How was it?
All right. Taylor?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10? Really? Yes, so Captain America, you've proved America, you've made America happy once again.
Oh, say, did you see Chris Evans' Insta story? Mistakenly posted a pic of you know what, and it rhymes with pick. Had no stripes or bright stars, but it was quite a sight. On my iPhone we watched, and my wife's face was beaming. Yes, of course I did stare. Took some time to compare Captain America on film, but he's the Hulk down there. Yes, Thor, he swings a hammer, but Chris is a close second place. Superhero on the screen, superhero below the waist.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
And right now, Cindy Graham's here. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. How was my time off? I mean, how was your time working with us off? That's what I'm trying
to say. It was, well, I cried every day, but besides that, it was fine.
Okay. All right. And Paul Kelly treat you well?
He did. Yeah. He introduced me, and we did all the traffic reports. So
they all made it on the air?
Yeah.
I love Paul Kelly.
He's the man.
I love Paul Kelly. But no, people actually came up to me while I was on vacation going, that guy filling in pretty good.
Hmm.
I said, okay.
Wait till I see his biceps.
All right. Dude,
Paul's jacked.
Yeah, he is jacked. He really is.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
Right now?
And now it's time for...
Oh!
Random facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Cindy, get us started.
Okay, the time machine in Back to the Future was not originally a DeLorean. It was a refrigerator.
What?
Robert Zemeckis was worried that that would lead to kids locking themselves in refrigerators. So they changed it.
So they changed it to a car that looked like an aluminum refrigerator.
Wow. Do you remember how many people died in the Great Fire of London back in 1666, John?
No, more than five.
More than five. Six people died.
What?
Yeah, six people died in that Great Fire. Well, seven have died from falling off the monument built by it.
Oh, God. Speaking of numbers, there are 292 ways to make change for a dollar bill. And 9.8 trillion ways to make change for a $100 bill.
Wow. Yep. All right. And lastly this morning, Robin Williams and Ron Jeremy, who's in the news far too much lately. But Robin Williams and Ron Jeremy both made their film debuts in the same movie. A 1977 comedy called Can I Do It Till I Need Glasses? After that, Robin went on to do more comedies, and Ron went on to do more women.
Oh!
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by a Trusted Tax Resolution. Don't face the IRS alone. Visit TrustedTaxResolution.com. A classic cut from Blind Faith's only album was Can't Find My Way Home. Was never released as a single, but it was a huge rock radio hit. It's been covered by over 25 people, and the album went to number one. But back in the 80s, when we were asking Steve Winwood about this, he had a hard time remembering.
I played guitar on Can't Find My Way Home. In fact, that does stand up very well, and I'd heard that recently after not having heard it for a good many years. And I'll be quite honest with you, I didn't recognize it. I mean, I recognized it as my song and didn't recognize it as being Blind Faith. I thought someone had cut it, and it really did sound good.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
There is something important that we have to do in this break, Cindy.
Okay.
You know what it has to do with?
No.
She's the most obnoxious girl in the world. Gwyneth Paltrow is spewing. She's always boo-hooing. Had it up to here. She's the most obnoxious girl of the year.
So, I guess it was like Wednesday or Thursday. I'm starting to get my act back together to come back to work. I'm looking for stories. And someone sends me this story, and this is the headline. For the Goop team, smelling Gwyneth Paltrow's hoo-ha was just another day at the office. According to the story, Goop employees had to smell her hoo-ha to make her this smells like my vagina candle.
No. I remember this, yeah.
All right. You remember the candle?
Yeah, sure.
All right, but you don't know about this part.
I didn't know how legit it was.
All right, well, here's the thing. So I go looking for it. That's all I see. The two lines you just heard me read,
right. Uh-huh.
That's all I see. So I go looking for the story. Well, it is everywhere on Google.
Right.
It's like, you know, story after story after story after story. And every time I click on it, it goes, 404, can't find that. 404, can't find that. It seems that somebody put out this story and everybody grabbed it and it never happened.
Oh! Thank goodness.
So there's a reason for, you know. I quit. There comes a point. If Joe Bell comes in here and tells me that he's got a candle, well, never mind.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. If you did not hear the clip for the Monday morning mashup, it sounds like this. Believe how long this is.
Enjoy it. Longest note bend of all time there at the end.
That's for sure. Well, usually you bring these things in about 10 seconds. This one's nearly 20.
It's feeling generous.
Right. Well, it's nice of you.
Yeah.
All right. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. If you've never encountered it before, this is the Monday Morning Mashup. Dave takes two songs. He kind of interweaves them with each other. And if you can correctly identify it, you're going to walk away with a four-pack of tickets to Dorney Park. So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Get yourself on the phone, cause...
Welcome to the Monday
Morning Mashup.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Thank God it's Monday.
Mash. Slice, dice, chip, chop. The Monday Morning Mashup.
All right, we start out this morning with John. Good morning, John. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, but you didn't answer me. I asked you how you were doing.
I'm doing fabulous.
Okay, that's great. Now, do you want to hear the clip again, or you think you know it?
I think I know it.
You think you know it? All right, tell me what those two songs are, sir.
Number one, Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions and Hysteria by Def Leppard.
That, my good man, is close, but no guitar. Let's move on over to Jay. Jay, what are you going to say? What are those two songs this morning?
Number one is Rock You Like a Hurricane from Scorpions. Number two would be Def Leppard, Animal.
Number two would be Def Leppard, Animal. That, my good man, is absolutely correct. You got on the second call.
Well done.
Is it. You've got the Dorney Park tickets.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
How about those Eagles, huh? I'm sorry. I can't get over it. I can't get over it. It's just, you know. Because, I mean, it started on the one of like, oh my God, this is going to be great. Oh my God, look at this. I don't remember that. I don't remember the last time I sent him to get on the field and go, boom, 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 touchdown.
Yep.
Right?
17-0.
And that was the last time I was going to remember that because from that point on, it's like in the beginning of the second quarter, it's like, all right, just turn off the any chance of winning switch.
Yep. What was the,
I don't even remember. Final. I don't even remember what the final was. I turned it off.
24-7?
27-17.
27-17.
27-17. Yeah.
Felt worse than it was.
Yeah. All right, you know, it's just like
worst kind of loss.
Terrible.
No, I mean,
and there's some reasoning behind it, but oh my God, just
Hey, Dallas lost.
Yay!
And the Giants will lose tonight.
Woo! So if Dallas Giants lose tonight, we're in second place.
That's right. Okay. The football team's in first. Shocking. Oh my God. Who would have thought?
All right, the football team is in first place.
Insult to injury.
I can only imagine what Dan Snyder is doing to his interns.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
How would you like a laptop computer with a built-in camera courtesy of Comcast? Well, we've got that coming up for you at 8:35 with a grade school challenge.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Grade school challenge. yes. It's,
listen, we're not big thinkers around here, okay? It's are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I understand it's are you smarter than
it's
a fifth
literally,
grader.
It's literally, we're just...
And a first, and a second, and a third, fourth grade.
Forget
it all.
It's simple, right? We're going to ask you questions between the first and fifth grade in a particular subject. Yeah. And if you can get 4 out of 5 of them right, you're going to walk away with a laptop with a built-in computer courtesy of Internet Essentials from Comcast. Internet Essentials provides low-income households with low-cost internet for just $9.95 a month.
I've got $1 million idea.
You got $1 million idea? What's it called?
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? We should make this grade school challenge a TV show.
Oh, you know, that would be great.
Who would host it, though?
I've got a great host.
Really?
A great host?
Yeah, I've got a great host.
Maybe like a comic or something?
You're not going to say Jeff Foxworthy, are you?
I might. Let's just give him a call.
That's coming up at 8:35. Right now, it's time to thin the herd.
Thin the herd.
This woman didn't even try to claim that she was sober when she got busted for public intoxication. And that was a good call because it would be impossible, an impossible argument to make. The cops in LaFleur, Tennessee, got a call recently when someone spotted a topless woman in their yard chewing on their miniature horse's mane.
Boy.
Ooh, okay. Man. That woman turned out to be 47-year-old Cynthia Tepley. When the cops got there to ask her what she was doing, she said, and I'm quoting her, "The horse's hair is made out of Laffy Taffy and Airheads."
Oh!
It sounds like a perfect lunch for Dave.
Yep.
Right. Cynthia had taken meth earlier that day, and before she moved on to horse manes for dessert, she also chewed on some grass and some dirt that was in the yard. Right. The police were arrested her for public intoxication.
In the herd.
Steve?
33-year-old woman Ashley Spencer from Palm Bay, Florida. Well, she has a birthday in a couple weeks where she will turn 34. For her birthday, she wanted to hire a hitman to take out her husband's mistress. She even told the hitman that she wanted it done before her birthday as a gift to herself. She offered $2,000 for the job and even helped the hitman plan the murder. But guess what?
It was a cop?
It was a cop. She should have used hireahitman.com. She was arrested on 2 felony counts, solicitation to commit murder and solicitation to commit burglary.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
All right, this is not the best strategy for escaping the cops, so don't try this at home. A 32-year-old guy named Jordan Walbaum from Spencer, Iowa, he decided he would steal a Chevy pickup truck, as one does in Iowa. Mm-hmm. And last Monday, some cops spotted him in it, so they got into a high-speed chase. And first, Jordan wisely tossed his meth, as well as your guy, right out the window of the moving truck. Then he got out of the moving truck and promptly ran over himself with it. The truck wound up hitting 2 other cars and crashing into a garage where he was arrested.
You gotta learn how to leave the truck,
Devin. In the herd.
Lastly this morning, there are some products that you're just not supposed to try out at the store. Cops in Fort Pierce, Florida, got a call this week from an adult store after a 36-year-old woman named Teresa Stanley came in, grabbed a pink phallic-shaped...
Chris Evans?
Chris Stanley. Chris Evans. Now I see where you're going.
Yep.
A pink phallic-shaped toy off the shelf, opened it up, took it into the stock room, and tested it out.
Oh, no.
Yes.
The stock room.
In the stock room. When the cops got there, they found Teresa in the stock room, bottomless, sitting in an office chair, using the toy. Right. She dropped it when she saw the cops in the hopes that they wouldn't notice. She was arrested on larceny and indecent exposure charges.
In the herd.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.